This is Eli Paperboy Reed, live at EXT.
Bank robber. Bank robber. Yeah. Well, they call me Mr. Bank Robber, 'cause I'll steal your heart away. And the only thing that I live for is a crime that does not pay. Yes, they call me Mr. Bank Robber, 'cause I got the keys to your safe. And though you try to knock me out, you cave at my embrace. Some people tell you I'm misunderstood. Don't let them fool you, baby, I'm no good bank robber. I'm a bank robber, hey. Well, I know I've been caught stealing things that I don't need. You may think that your love is on loan, but your heart belongs to me. All my life I've been thieving. It just come naturally. If you wanna keep your heart, don't fool around with me. You might think that I'm here to stay. When you turn around, I make my getaway, bank robber. You know that I'm a bank robber. I told you I'm a bank robber. You know that I'm a bank robber. Listen now. You might think that I'm here to stay. When you turn around, I make my getaway, bank robber. You know that I'm a bank robber. I told you I'm a bank robber. Steal your heart, mama. I'm a bank robber. Leave your coat in hand. I'm a bank robber. Yes, I am. I'm a bank robber. Oh, I'm a bank robber. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm a bank robber. Hey.
There he is, Mr. Bank Robber himself. We're live at EXT with Eli Paperboy Reed. Eli, thanks so much for dropping on by.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Great song. Brand new song from a brand new album called 99 Cent Dreams. Tell us about that song, Bank Robber. Is there something to say about that song?
Sure. You know, I've been very happy with the musical community in Brooklyn where I live these days. And I wrote that with a friend of mine named Aaron Frazier, who's in another upstart young soul band called Duran Jones and the Indications, and he lives near me, and would just, you know, we'd come over to the house and bat around ideas and write songs and play and listen to records, and that kind of came out of those sessions that I would just do in my apartment with him and with a bunch of other folks that are around Brooklyn these days.
Love it. Well, congratulations on this brand new album, 99 Cent Dreams. Is there a story behind the title of that?
It's based off the name of a 99 Cent store that is in Red Hook, Brooklyn, and I would go by there a lot, and I always thought it was such an evocative name, and I wrote the song and kind of just being inspired by the store and the title of it. And then, you know, I just felt like it was a good title for the album. It's, you know, there's to be modest and humble, I guess, is the goal here, you know.
And the cover art for the album, is that the actual story?
That's the actual story.
That's the actual story. That's great.
That's the story.
I love it. This album is coming out April 12th. Everywhere music is sold. EliPaperboyReed.com is his website. Congratulations on becoming a dad. Your daughter's now 2.5.
That's right.
We just learned off air that you're going to become a 2-time daddy.
That's right. I have a son on the way.
Congratulations.
End of July. Thank you very much.
And you say that fatherhood has changed the way you approach music. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously more than anything, you have to kind of get to the point a little bit, you know, and I think that as a songwriter, you know, that was sort of where I was coming from. And I mean, certainly fatherhood changes you in a lot of ways. Mm. And it certainly changed my whole life and how I approach just about everything. But in terms of being a songwriter, I think it's, you know, just important to get to the heart of the matter. quickly and let the songs speak for themselves and not dilly-dally, I suppose.
Did you debut any of these songs for your young daughter?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No question about it.
What would she say?
She loves them. Critic? She's a fan. We listen to this record in the car all the time. She makes me play it over and over again. And so I'm pretty sick of it at this point, to be honest with you.
Have you heard the Shark Song? Do you know the Shark Song?
I know
song?
The
you
Shark
Song. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I know the Shark Song.
Composing songs on an acoustic guitar, has that always been the way it works for you?
Well, kind of went away from it a little bit when I made my record for Warner Brothers in 2014. And then after that, I came back to kind of the more natural way of writing that I had always worked, and it certainly inspired me to write a different way. It kind of cut the fat out a little bit. I think if the song doesn't work in just this particular format with me by myself with the guitar or piano, then I can't imagine it's going to work if you add a bunch of, you know, drum machines or whatever. So I think that's, you know, kind of led me to understand what's important about songs and how they kind of come together that way.
Do you have a stash of phrases, words, lyrics, and
yeah.
Do you come up with the melody? How does it work with you?
I have a big, you know, I have a notebook and I have a, you know, a running note on my phone, and just like, yeah, you write down evocative phrases and turns of phrase, you know, little lyric snippets, and then build them into songs. You know, I think that a lot of the time, the lyric will kind of be instructive in terms of how the song, you know, the feeling of the song should go. So it's not all that difficult, at least for me, to sit down. Once I have a lyric idea, then I know pretty much automatically what the song is supposed to sound like, at least for me. You know, so lyrics always come first, I would say.
Yeah. 99 Cent Dreams is recorded at the legendary Sam Phillips Recording Studio in Memphis, produced by Matt Ross Spang, who produced Margo Price and Jason Isbell, featuring background vocals from the legendary Memphis vocal group, the Masqueraders. And they're a long-lost vocal group from the 1950s, one of those little-known groups in soul music history. They were phenomenal, still around today, and you got the chance to have them on your record. How cool is that?
It was amazing, man. Those guys are, you know, have literally been singing, the two oldest members have been singing together this year, actually, for 60 years. It'll be 60
wow.
years. You know, and it's just, they just sound the same, and you can't buy that, you know, and they were just the sweetest guys and so excited. They loved the music. They were happy to do it. We had so much fun just being in the studio together and working, and we've gotten to be good friends.
Now, how did you make that connection?
The Masqueraders had been working with another Memphis producer guy named Bobby Manuel that Matt knew, and he kind of made some phone calls. And the Masqueraders actually were on America's Got Talent a couple of years ago, so they've been trying to work on their follow-up and try to make their own records and stuff like that since they did that. But, you know, Matt reached out to their producer and said, hey, can we, you know, see if we can get these guys in the studio? And they didn't know anything about me, and they kind of walked in the studio and was like, who's this guy? What's it all about? And then we played the playback for the first couple of tracks, and they're like, all right, okay, I can get down with this. So they were into it pretty much immediately.
Oh, man, I love it. And recording at Sam Phillips Recording Studio?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
There's magic in them, their walls.
Yeah, and it, you know, it was really, I have to give all the credit to Matt Ross Spang. You know, he's really turned that place around. And when he first got there, all the echo chambers were filled with detritus. And he really has turned that studio back into what it's supposed to be and made it sound the way that it did. And, you know, it's the kind of place where you just set up and you put a mic in front of something and it sounds good. And so you don't have to spend a lot of time getting sounds or messing around. It just, you know, you can spend more time making music.
And you've got Big Daddy Kane on a song as well. The title track, 99 Cent Dreams.
That's
he
right.
also makes an appearance in the video for that song. He's the ice cream truck driver.
He is, in
I
fact.
I love it.
He is,
oh,
in fact.
Oh, man.
Ice.
Big Daddy Kane, his rapping and your singing, they go so well together.
Well, that's, I mean, Kane, he's been an idol of mine since I was growing up listening
right?
to hip-hop records. So he hit me up, man, on Instagram. And he put up a post a couple of years ago that said, you know, my top 10 favorite singers right now, and I was on that list. So
wow.
I just sent him a DM. I was like, hey man, we should collaborate. And he's like, oh, I'm a fan, let's do it. You know, so I sent him tracks over. We just kept in touch, and then we made this record, and we did an edit of it with the space for him to put a verse in, and sent it to him. I was like, what do you think about this? And he was like, tell me about what you think the song is about. So we talked about the lyrics and what it meant. And then he just did his
thing.
So this
is all over the internet. This
yeah,
is all
yeah.
over the phone.
Well, we talked
you
on the phone.
To the
yeah.
studio.
Yeah, I talked. No, I was not in the studio when he cut it.
So you give him a little bit of direction.
Basically, but we spoke on the phone. I was like, he's like, what do you think this is about? You know, and I told him.
Did he demo it for you? Hey, what do you think of this?
He did it. And it was done, and I didn't have any notes, you know, so it wasn't like anything, you know, it was finished, you know, it was perfect immediately. Wow. I mean, it was perfect. And then, you know, we got the idea to do the video, and again, I hit him up. I was on tour actually last summer and kind of brainstorming, because after I had gotten him to agree to be in the video, and I was brainstorming, and my friend who was playing on that tour was like, man, you should get Kane to be the ice cream man. And I was like, yo, that's baller right there. So I hit it. I was like, I called him up or I texted him. I was like, what do you think about driving the ice cream truck? He's like, yo, I'm into it, man. Let's do it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. We're live at EXT with Eli Paperboy Reed. Now, Eli, you're here all by yourself with an acoustic guitar. How the songs begin. This is an old guitar. You said what? It's a 1933 Gibson L50.
That's right.
That's crazy. And doesn't it make you wonder whose hands held that?
It does. You know, it's funny because the neck of this guitar was, the back of it has been sanded. So whoever owned it before me decided they wanted to sand the neck down and take all the finish off. And somebody's really was very particular about what the way they wanted it to feel. And I love it, you know. So I wonder why they did that or what they gave them the thinking behind that, but I love it.
And yeah, you just bought this in a Brooklyn music store, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, can you pick up that 33 Gibson and play us another song?
Let's do it.
People ask me how I know that my baby would love me, so I tell them, said she would, ooh, said she would, yeah. Said she would, ooh, said she would, yeah. When they asked me how did I not stray, when I was gone so far away, I tell them, said I would, ooh, said I would, yeah. Said I would, ooh, said I would. We made a promise to each other to depend on one another. Said she would, ooh, said she would. Said she would, ooh, said she would, yeah. They asked me, how did I know that our love would grow and grow? I tell them, said it would, ooh, said it would. Said it would, ooh, said it would, yeah. Then they asked me, how did I not stray? When I was gone so far away, I tell them, said I would, ooh, said I would, yeah. Said I would, ooh, said I would. I made a promise, I'm gonna keep it, 'cause she's the kind of woman I wanna be with. Said she would, ooh, said she would, yeah. Said she would, ooh, said she would. Said she would, ooh, whoa, oh yeah. She said she would, yeah, and then she did, yeah. Said she would, and then she did. I'm a one and only man, yeah. Oh, baby, yeah, yeah. I love my baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Said you would. That is brand new from Eli Paperboy Reed. We're live at EXT, singer-songwriter in our studio here today. Brand new album, 99 Cent Dreams. It is out April 12th, everywhere music is sold. Eli, thanks so much. What can you tell us about that song, Said You Would?
It's the first song that I wrote for this album, actually. So it kind of informed all of the other decision-making. It was probably the oldest song, so it was from a few years ago. And then as I was starting to get the songs together for this album, it kind of became the focus point, I suppose, of making a record around that song.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a musical bucket list, like people you would love to collaborate with? You can check off Daddy Kane on your list, but, you know, maybe write songs for anything like that?
Sure. Yeah, man. I've been really blessed to have been able to work with a lot of my soul music heroes. Like, I played many times with Barbara Lynn and Roscoe Robinson and Otis Clay and all these guys that I've been able to work with, which is really incredible. I'd love to work with Al Green. I'm a huge Al Green fan. I'd love to work with, on the countryside, the things I'd love to work with, like Alan Jackson or Brad Paisley, those guys. I think those guys are great. You know, I'd love to do more stuff with hip hop. I love the new Earl Sweatshirt record, I think, is amazing. I'd love to collaborate with Earl Sweatshirt. That'd be awesome. You know, to do, I've been working on doing some hip hop stuff, like singing hooks on hip hop records and things like that. That'd be really fun. There's a lot of records out there, man. There's so much music that it would be amazing. I collaborate with just about anybody across genres, you know.
Yeah. Eli Paperboy Reed, right here in our studio. It's so great to catch up with you. It's been so long.
Absolutely.
Don't wait that long again before coming back. 99 Cent Dreams is the brand new album from Eli Paperboy Reed. It comes out April 12th, everywhere music is sold. ElipaperboyReed.com is the website. Thanks so much.
Yeah, man.
We're going to go out with this other great song. What can you tell us about Burn Me Up?
Burn Me Up is the first single that we're putting out to radio, and this is another song that I just wrote with some collaborators in my house. And that was the best thing about being home, is like there's a really such a great community of people in New York these days. So it's written with a buddy of mine, a great songwriter named Jordan Miller. Came to the house, sat down at the piano, and that was it. You know, it's like just a lot of music is made these days with computers, and if you go to, you know, a writing session, you'll just see five guys sitting on laptops, and I don't particularly care for that. So I like when people come over to the house and get a cup of coffee and pick up some instruments and pad of paper and make music. And that was the way most of these songs came about.
Love it. Love it. Eli, thanks so much. Continued success to you. And let's take a listen. Burn Me Up. Eli Paperboy Reed live at EXT.
Can't tell me nothing, girl, I played all of your games. Cause it gets so self-destructive, but I guess you wanted it that way. And I should have seen it coming. We both know you read me like a book, but even though you come with all this drama, you still got just what it takes to get me shook. Girl, if we can't fight it, come on, let's just ignite it. We don't even have to try. Come on, let's set this love on fire. Ooh, burn me up, burn me up. Ooh, burn me up, burn me up. Pretend that you don't notice the windows fogging up from all the steam. Someone better call the fire department, cause your love is raining down like gasoline. But if we can't fight it, come on, let's just ignite it. We don't even have to drive. Come on, let's set this love on fire. Ooh, burn me up, burn me up. Ooh, burn me up, burn me up. I've got the match, you got the spark. We can light up the dark. I've got the match, you got the spark. We can light up the dark. I've got the match, you got the spark. We can light up the dark. I've got the match, you got the spark. We can. Oh, burn me up, burn me up. Oh, burn me up, burn me up. Ah!
This is Eli Paperboy Reed. Thanks for being a member of WEXT Radio.